We should do a liquid in the yeshiva, liquid base of measures.
Oh yeah. So you do the first day of his man was balagan over there.
What was the balagan? Everybody walked in the first day of his man.
It was
mamish. That's right. What was like a shidduch matzav? Gonna go find the right shidduch, the right chavusa, morning seder, afternoon seder, night seder. You need a musa seder, you need a halacha seder. Begins a lot of chavusas, everybody running around. Willy. And it's unbelievable man. Unbelievable situation. There was one bach in yeshiva over there in Lakewood. It's unbelievable. He seemed to be matzniach every zman. He seemed to give himself the best chavrusa. Unbelievable. He wasn't such a great masmid or such an unbelievable lamdan. But al kuponim, he seemed to have zadah d'shmaya to get the right chavrusa. There was somebody there who noticed this. And the pattern sort of seemed to grow. And he said, you know, I need to check out the matzav. So he said, you know, I'm going to follow him around on the first day of Sman. And I'm going to see what is his secret to success. What is it that he does that in order that is zeicha to get a wonderful chavrusa on the first day of this month. So he follows him around, he sees him coming over to certain older bochrim, big landonim, big masmidim, will you be my chavrusa? The guy says yes, he moves on to the next person, and within about 25 minutes, his entire schedule of his segoi mayoi in the yeshiva were taken care of, and he got himself kvaldiga chavrusas. So he's starting to see, you know, keep on following him around. So he walks over to the phone box. He goes over to the phone in the yeshiva, puts in a couple of pennies, he makes a phone call, he says, Ma, you can stop saying Tehillim, I've got my chavrusas. It's an unbelievable story. It shows us the koyach of a tefillah. It shows us the koyach of someone's belief in a tefillah. It's much unbelievable. Now, today, Be'ez Hashem, is hopefully the last shir on tefillah. And there's a lot of inyonim that I'd like to get done, so let's stay with the oilam, stick with the program. We've got a lot to do, Be'ez Hashem, and we've got an unbelievable story at the end of Hashem to sum up the whole halachas that we've discussed until now. Number one, we mentioned this already at the end of last year, and that is the halachas of talking during davening. And the ma'aseh lazoi. The Mishnah Berurah brings a ma'aseh, brings up a medrash, and the medrash tells us that it was a certain chacham that came to one of his talmidim in a dream. And in the dream, the Talmud saw that his Rebbe had a big kesem, a big stain on his forehead, and he said, what's chat in the stain? So the Rebbe said to Talmud, you should know, this is my einish. This is a punishment that I received in Shemayim for talking during Kaddish. Right? Okay. Now this is something I wanted to discuss a few minutes on, and then we'll move on to a different halacha. Okay, again, like I always say, it's not Musa, it's not a Shkofa, this is not wonderful in Yonim, this is halacha, le Moshe, this is halacha, le Maisa, straight in Shulchan Aruch, le Rechai. Okay, let's start number one. First of all, we should know that the problem of talking during davening, especially Chazoras Hashatz, seems to have been a problem that existed a long time ago. It's already recorded in Rav Avraham ben Haramba, who writes that the problem was so widespread in Egypt, right, by his father, the Rambam, that they decided and they tried to mevatel Chazoras Hashatz. That's how bad it was. Now, we'll explain in a moment. As we know, the koyach of tefillah, nowadays, the generation that we're living in is much more needed than it ever was in Klal Yisrael. So we have to be even more careful to make sure that our tefillahs of taka answer and in the correct oifen. Now, avada navada lahalacha lemaisa lechatchila, there should not be a talking from beginning to end. From mitchila vatzoi, there should not be any talking, however. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says this way. The Shulchan Aruch says that it's osir to talk dvoi that are not shel toiva or shel tefillah, even at the zman where there's no tefillah going on. There's an unbelievable Orach HaShulchan. The Orach HaShulchan says there's a widespread rumor that went around that the Goyim are more careful about their sacred prayer places than the Jews. Zult Orach HaShulchan, when you talk in davening, you're being machazik this rumor. You're showing them we don't care about our mokem HaTzvillah. We don't care about the smell of Tzvillah. We're going to talk all the things that we want to talk about. Aye, the Goyim are more careful. And Achanami. So the Orach HaShulchan, be very careful. Because when you speak during davening, this is what you're being mechazik. Now we also know the Orach HaShulchan tells us in Semekuch of Dalad and Urchai that avada navada talking during davening causes a chilul Hashem. As we state in Orach HaShulchan. Why? Because again, it leads to this unbelievable rumor. Now, there are Rishonim that hold that the our base Knesset are built with the Tanai. Again, like we said last time, only by the Chutzlores, and therefore there is a mocking to be making. We said last time, a limud chos on the Orach HaShulchan as well. When a person wears tefillin, as I state mefurish, is a vada. When a person wears tefillin, the etzem, he's mamish mekashet the ribayin shalom, right? Barastavi the oilam,
A person should avada, avoid all types of talking whatsoever. And avada, there's all sorts of zmanim in Tfilah that a person is allowed to sometimes talk before Baal Sha'amah, after Baal Sha'amah, between the Prakim, a pre-Shema'a, going to Tfilah, all sorts of zmanim of Ashim, but it's seen. I don't want to go through all the inyanim on the list of all the times that it's more than other. Also, I want to end just this sugya with a statement that was made by Rav Shimon Schwab Zatzal. He has a book called Selected Writings, and over there he writes as follows. Listen, I'm going to quote word for word what he says. It's a wonderful yisoy. Listen to what he says. He says, Azoy, I'm quoting, "For Hashem's sake, let us be quiet in the Beis HaKnesses. Our reverent silence during the tefillah will speak very loudly to Him who holds our fate in His hands. Communicating with Hashem is our only resource in this era of trial and tribulations. There is too much ugly noise in our world today. Let us find peace and tranquility while we stand before Hashem in prayer." So, Rav Shimon Schwab, how important it is for a person to be careful during davening not to talk. I want to move on. Kaddish, right? When the chazan says Kaddish, let's speak a little bit of the halachas of Kaddish, right? So you look, for example, in the Shulchan Aruch, the Simon Chavei, and the Shulchan Aruch goes like this. We know that Kaddish was sacked by Anshe Knesset Gedoyla. It's a wonderful shvach to the Ribbono Yisrael. That's exactly what Kaddish is. Look at the old school translation of Kaddish. It's a beautiful shvach to the Ribbono Yisrael. We know that Lachos Shulchan Aruch tells us in Simon and Hay. Shulchan Aruch says you need 10 people over the age of Bar Mitzvah in order to say Kaddish. Without 10 people, you cannot do it. It's a double shvach kedusha. You need a minion. However, what's not a lacha? Sounds like it. You start to say Kaddish, and the minion walks out. Right? We're going to say Beis Hashem. We'll see in a few minutes what is that? What is the status of people that walk out of davening? But that's a moment. We'll see that in a moment. Oh, but what's the halacha? You're making a minion of 10 people. One or two guys run off towards the end. Now you started saying Kaddish. The halacha is in Shulchan Aruch. Simon and Hay is you are allowed to continue the Kaddish that you already started. Now we know that the answering of Amen Yeshmi Rabbi is a million in the Gemara. How many times on Chazal it tells us that it's Kedai to the Rebbeinu to create the answer out with all the problems and all the wonderful things in it, only for a person just to say Amen Yeshmi Rabbi. There's the Gemara in Shabbos that Kuf Yutes. So the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yutes, and if a person answers Amen Yeshmi Rabbi b'chol koichoi, it's the battle exact din of 70 years. It opens up the doors of Gan Eden. The Gemara is telling us that if a person answers Yehoshua Rabbah b'chol koichoi avad, it means b'chol hakavona, is avad, he opens up the Pesach of Gan Eden. It's mevatel gzeirah that has to show it could have been on a person on Klal Yisrael for 70 years. You just say Yehoshua Rabbah, it's a wonderful source. Now what's that halacha sometimes? It's made again by the Kaisel. You go into the Kaisel, you're davening in a minyan, and all of a sudden you hear Kaddish in another minyan. So the halacha is you're not mechuyav to answer in a different minyan. Again, if there's nothing going on in your minyan, then in fact you should answer. But there are obviously different halachas of how quick you're allowed to answer one after the other. Now, do you have to stand during Kaddish or are you allowed to sit? So, the Ramah in Simon and Vav, Sikot Nalev, Mishabuz, Sikot Mechaz, the Kitzah Shulchan Aruch, and Simon Tazayin, Tazbovim, sorry, says like this. Minhag of the Ashkenazim is you must stand. Ashkenazim have to know that when you hear Kaddish, whatever you're doing, you stand up straight away. Svardim, on the other hand, Svardim hold Nishtazai. Svardim, for example, hold Kiminigar Rizal, Ben Yishchai, whatever, that they hold as follows. That if they're sitting down, they're not mechuyev to stand up when they hear Kaddish. But if they're already standing, then you shouldn't dafka sit down. Now, this is very negay. Sometimes you get a Svardim davening an Ashkenazi minion. So the Kafar Chaim says it's toiv even for him not to be posed from the tzibur, and nochoin for him to stand at the kavachayim and simukuf from above. Now, Lemaisa, I have to tell you what Ruchayim Kanievsky says. Ruchayim Kanievsky says in the Sefer Aruchus Yesha, is a person that sits down during Kaddish, about that he's over on the aloch is meant to be standing up. Or the look of Ruchayim Kanievsky Shlita, and if a person is sitting when Kaddish is being said, he's poirish min at tzibur, and he's mevaze kovet shomayim. So he states in Ruchayim Kanievsky's Sefer, when a person sits during Kaddish. Now the Shulchan Aruch tells us again, Shulchan Aruch Mufurish, Ruchayim Seven and Vav, is a matter a person has to concentrate during Kaddish. A person is asr, a mudik halacha, a person is asr to even think, be maharu in Torah Kedusha. It's asr. If a person is in the middle of thinking the sugi in his head, and they stand up and say Kaddish, you stop
and you listen to the Kaddish. You're not allowed to think of anything else, right? The Mishnah Berurah, our P, the Masechta Derech Eretz tells us, you know how chomer it is for a person to speak during Kaddish? Terrible, terrible avera for a person to speak during Kaddish. Mm-hmm. And we know the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Siman Chof Hey.
People talk about sports.
Yeah. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Chof Hey that when it's very, also very, very important, and it's the game when this morning and tomorrow morning, when it comes to a Shaydish, people are often folding up their talis and their tefillin. It should not be done. The Shabbos Lashon is Lo Hamoisim. Those people that fold up their talis and tefillin during Kaddish, it's very negay, because at the end of davening sometimes, you're folding up your talis and tefillin, right, without getting the shine of when you meant to put up your tefillin, but whatever it is, you're taking up your talis and tefillin, you're folding it up. All of a sudden, it's gonna be, it's gonna, what do you do now? Shabbos Mishabur, don't continue. You stop. You must stop and listen and concentrate to everything he said. So the Mishabur, it's not the Seder for a person to continue folding up his talis and his tefillin. We also know, during his, when a person is putting on his tefillin in the morning, who? He's putting on his tefillin, shagad, and he's putting his tefillin, shalhoish. And we know the halacha is more foolish, that if they start to say kaddish, and you put on your tefillin, shagad, and all of a sudden, yitzgadah, you can't answer amen nishmeyav, you can't answer al baruchu, you can't answer amen. Why? Because you cannot make a hesed between your shagad and your shalhoish. So again, you should not answer kaddish, you should stand still, listen, and the Mishnah tells us, it's ki'ilu, you did answer. Okay, come again, Vaita. Let me go later. I want to go now to a different sugya as well.
Well, it's not in your minyan, the other minyan.
Which one? The Kaddish? Then for sure you can't answer. What do you mean?
No, but you'll have to carry on doing the...
Yeah, then you can carry on. Right, exactly. Very good. If there's another minyan going on, and you didn't, your minyan, then you can answer 100%. But again, it's wonderful to answer at the same time. You're not required to stop. Let me go later. There's a
so
very interesting.
You really don't have to be massive between the.
Finish your yad, finish your voice. You should continue. You should continue. But any other halacha, for example, if you're folding up your talis afterwards.
You like
sorry.
You said if you like that, holding your shaliyad, you should stop.
If you're holding your shaliyad, you should stop. That's the kaddish that you're your shul. If it's someone else, then you hear him just
getting out. You're not allowed to be massive between putting on shaliyad.
100% correct. But if you're quiet, then it's a knock on your minyan hetzer. Again, at least when it comes to kaddish, that's what Shabbur tells us. Now. I want to get to halacha that a lot of people don't know. Chazaras Hashatz. What's the halachas of Chazaras Hashatz? First of all, I think it's the Gedai to speak a little bit of history. What is Chazaras Hashatz all about? Why was there a sack in Chazaras Hashatz? What does it mean to us? And then eventually we'll speak about the halachas. So first of all, this is a very, very, very interesting. The history of Chazaras Hashatz goes as follows. It used to be, and by the way, when I say it used to be, it seems that until the days of the Erech of the Rosh, who lived in the 13th century, right? This was better than the meaning that we're going to say. That they used to have, basically, all the Jewish men used to daven in shul 3 times a day, right? Even the Amaratzim, even people that weren't able to daven on their own, they used to come every single day, at least Shachris and Mincha before Maariv was Mechuyev, and used to say Kirishma, Birchus Kirishma, they daven Shmein Esa, whatever it was. Now, the problem was as follows. The problem was that Amaratzim weren't able to daven everything in Gansim. So therefore, to assist them, the Shlit Tzibur was told as follows. The Shlit Tzibur was told to say out loud all the parts of davening that the Amaratzim didn't know. Now, for example, Psukkah de Zimra, who doesn't know Tefillin by heart? Older than you Tefillin by heart, he's about Amaratzim, I always say. They knew all of Tefillin by heart. So Chazon is the Shas, there was no Shaila Bechal, about that they knew that. But there were certain Chalokim, for example, Shmoneh Esra, that the Amaratzim were not such a Bakiyim. So maybe what happened is that the Chazon of Shas used to stay loud and clearly, so everyone would be able to hear every single word, and the Mela, they were yotze those people who weren't able to do it by themselves. The problem was that people started to do this, and even if they did able to know the Tefillin, they were able to daven by themselves. They said, you know what, why do I have to daven by myself? When I can sit in shul, listen to the Shnei Tzibur, and then they might see me. So they decided to do the same thing. So everyone started to get into this habit of just listening to the Chazaras Hashatz, listening to the Shnei Tzibur, instead of doubling that even they knew. And the Maisa, that's what they did. Now, when it came to Shmoneh Esra, the Chachomim realized there's a problem. The Chachomim did not want people who knew how to say Shmoneh Esra just to sit there, relax, take it easy, and listen to Shmoneh Esra. These people were able to learn to say Shmoneh Esra by themselves. And especially Shmoneh Esra is a time of Yichud, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It's a conversation with the Bnei Olam. And if it's a conversation with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to sit, relax, listen to the Chazaras Hashatz, it's Nishkeni, it's not enough. And therefore what they decided to do as follows. What they decided to do is they made a takana. The takana was that Azoy. They're going to make one Shmoneh Esra for everybody, and then they're going to make the Shlit Tzibur repeat it. This way, everyone would have the advantage of both.
Everyone would damish minutes on their own, and those people that mamish couldn't, they would listen to the Chazaris Hashat. Now, the Maaseh, this became a Gzeirah Mamish. It's very, very important to know that. It's not just a Chumrah, it became a Gzeirah Chazal, and therefore, this is the reason why we do it. Now, for this reason, by the way, the Rambam, Muridika Rambam, the Rambam says that even nowadays, we don't have Amaratzim. So the Rambam, even though we don't have Amaratzim in the Shul, and everybody already knows the Shmoneh Esrei, so who are you repeating it for? So the Rambam, we still have to do it. Chazal made a Gzeirah, they made a Takona, therefore we have to keep it. And he compares it to Magen Avos. Magen Avos on Friday night, we know, was for someone that came late to davening, and therefore they daven late, and they'd go back late, it was a Takona, so they made it some type of Chazal Shas after davening. I, nowadays, it does not negate it, but in the Maaseh, we keep it. It's the same thing over here. Now, the role of the Shliach Tzibur is as follows. First of all, it's very interesting. You could say, the Shliach Tzibur, let him sit quietly for a couple of minutes, let everybody daven Shmoneh Esrei, and let him go and daven afterwards. Elamai, the halacha is that he's supposed to prepare his davening before he davens before the Omer. Therefore, that's why it's very important, the Shalis come up all the time. Which Nusuf does a person have to daven when he's davening for the Omer? If he davens a different Nusuf than Tfilah, is L'choyim L'chadchillah, he's meant to be davening the same Nusuf that he will be davening as the Shliach Tzibur. Why? Because it's a preparation, it's a prep, it's a rehearsal for his Shmoneh Esrei that he's going to say in a few minutes.
Still, Shmoneh Esrei is a rehearsal for the Chazar Seshah.
That's right. Now, let me go back to
Why do you finish up with you? If that's the real Shmoneh Esrei, the Chazar, why don't you finish up with the Kain Tzvar?
And that's a din of a Shliach Tzibur, that's right. That's a din of a Shliach Tzibur. And that's not negated in the Nusach. Now, I want to go now to the role of the congregation, the Chayyavas HaTzibur, when it comes to Chazaris HaShatz. Now, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, Mufurish and Simon Kuf Chof Dal. Very important Shulchan Aruch. Most people don't get that when you open up a Mishnah Berurah, people have Sedorim and Mishnah Berurah, they open up Chelik Aleph, they open up Simon Aleph, they get maybe to Tefillin, who knows what happens after. Kuf Chof Dal. Do you want to go to Kuf Chof Dal? So the Shulchan Aruch, Mufurish. The halacha is, that's again, sat out of the mice in Shulchan Aruch. To the Shulchan Aruch, you have to have a minimum of 9 people listening to the entire Chazaris HaShatz Mitzchil Bar Tzoy. Right? And the mice in the Shulchan Aruch is like this. If you don't have a minimum of 9 people, Kogoy Liyos Birchoysov Levatollah, it's Kamat Vadai that his bracha will be a Levatollah, Rabbi Yisrael. That means you, as the people inside the shul as the tzibu, or the halacha, causing him to make a bracha levatol. As we pass in halacha and shulchan aruch and simon kuf chof dal. Now, let me continue. Because of the severity, because of the dogma, the mood, the chumrah that we have over here of this problem, came along the shulchan aruch and realized that there's something that's going to be more than 9 people in a minute. And said the shulchan aruch, every single person, you've got 400 people davening in a base medrash. 400 people, right? You only need 9. So the shulchan aruch, that every single person should view himself as one of the 9 people. And the Mela, he must pay attention, and he has to realize that he has to listen to every single word of the Shliach Tzibur. And that's why a person shouldn't be learning. He shouldn't be doing Shnei Mikveh HaTaru. He shouldn't be speaking. He shouldn't be saying to him. He shouldn't be lying in the Sefer. I have to tell you, I was Mishamish Baruch Hashem. Rabbi Shamish has been suing Obach for years now. I've never seen him get upset. Never. All the years I've sat there for hours with him. Never saw him get upset. One time I saw him get upset. And that was this halacha. He said it bothers him how he sees Gleisa Choshevayim who are learning during Chazaris Hashat. Rabbi Chaim Kenevsky Paskins. And if a person says, Shnei Mikra Lechatagum during Chazaris Hashat, it's a mitzvah above Aveira. It's Asa. For a person to do again, a pishul on Oreg, you're mechuyev to listen to every word. It doesn't make enough for me now. How many people are inside the shul? Now I want to continue. Avadun avadun, Mishabur says mechuyev, that's poshut. For a person to talk, this avadun poshut, Mishabur says a terrible lotion. Says the Mishabur, a person that speaks a mundane conversation during Chazaris Hashatz is a sinner whose sin is too great to be forgiven. As I state the Mishabur, too much of an avada. As I pass in the Mishnah Berurah, and it brings the place to bring ludic amices of mismeasures and shul that were destroyed because people were not listening to this. It's a very, very big event. You have to be very, very careful. You have to be very careful. When the Zalman says nowadays the Chazor Shas has become a choyvus at tzibur, and therefore it's like here is a Torah, and the made a person who choyv to listen. There's a few minutes left, Rabbi, so I want to say one last thing, and I want to get to a story. That's
it.
Leaving shul early. Leaving shul early. Oh, the book said. But Chaim Kanievsky Shlita has a sefer, Urchas Yosha. He writes at the back of this sefer, have a look, it's unbelievable. He writes that I'm going to write now a list of things that people are not nizirin when it comes to tefillah. Right? In number Gimel, right, in the third one on the list of the things that people are not nizirin when it comes to tefillah, Zuhram Chaim Kanievsky, I said, listen carefully. He says that people that leave in the middle of davening, they leave before the end of tefillah for no purpose, for no reason, just they don't have the patience. They don't have a zitzvah, they can't wait till a few minutes till the end of davening, where they say, quote to the Lashon of Hagoyim of Chaim Kanievsky. These are people that leave early, for no reason. He says, Kovit Shemayim is worth to wait a few minutes. All it is. And he says, if you're Ben Torah, it's even worse. Because it's a Chilul Hashem. This is not how Ben Torah act. And he continues and he says, you know, people say, ooh, I see lots of people going out in the middle of davening, leaving early, all these sorts of things. But by saying, listen to the words of Chaim Kanievsky. The ikka is, you look at every single thing in the Torah, and you look in Shulchan Aruch. And this is Rotzen Hashem. And he says that a person is mezalzel bezeh, he's mechalapi kaius vashmisholim. Unbelievable. In Olam Haba, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, they don't accept these excuses that I saw Hosher of people leaving early. There's no such thing. People in mezalzel, it's terrible. And he writes that someone that leaves early from tefillah will be sent home early from the Beis HaMikdash, the Osid Lovri. As I write Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Reb Chaim, I'd like to end with one myself.
What did he say you're being mezalzel?
You'll be mezalzel, you can be in a mamin that shashkinin in soyis for Beis HaKnesses. Mezalzel ba'avodosoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to finish Rabbeisa with one maisa, and the maisa goes as follows. We have 2 minutes. I want to finish with this maisa. The maisa goes like this. I don't know, maybe it's a shikor famous maisa, but I think it's kedai to say it again. Robinson Kanievsky said this maisa over a few years ago. Robinson Kanievsky said as follows, an unbelievable maisa. She said there was a shopping mall, a canyon, here in Haifa, big shopping mall, almost thousands of people packed shopping there every single day. There was one time a Maisa, happened a few years ago, Maisa Shoya, of a found a van, huge lorry, packed with explosives, that was placed and parked right by the main column, the foundation column, main amud of the entire building of the canyon. And somebody spotted it, it's sort of smoke or something going on over there. They called the police, the police cut what it was, they called the bomb squad, and they put out the bomb. Now, they say, the results of this bomb would have been absolutely disastrous, terrible. This was by the main foundation beam of the entire canyon. It would have brought the entire building down with everyone in it, and would have resulted in the most unbelievable, terrible tragedy. This is the Maisa, what happened one day in Haifa. And even Haifa, which is not known to be the most from Heinische area, even the police there admitted this is an absolutely Yad Hashem, this is a nes from Shemayim, otherwise Shem Rechem, what would have happened? And Remembrance Kanievsky said, why did it happen? What was the source? What was the source of them finding this that saved such an unbelievable thing? And listen to what Remembrance Kanievsky said. She said, the Maisa goes as follows. I don't know how she knew the Maisa, but she knew the Maisa. She said, there was a girl who lives in Haifa, wasn't very, very from. She has problems, some health situations, she went to the doctor. And the doctor told her, unfortunately, I have to tell you, the news is you've got yedemachla. You've got cancer. And it's an untreatable stage. It's spreading your body so much, so rachmona litzlon, that mamash, there's no way to treat it. Go home and enjoy the rest of the last few weeks of your life. And you can imagine the parents were in such terrible suffering. You can't do anything. Come on, operate. Try chemotherapy. They said, there's nothing that's going to help. It's too late. It's finished. We're terribly sorry. We wish we could help you, but we just can't. There's nothing. And they said, please, please. And they begged and they begged and they begged. And the nurse said, you know what? No, Peseda, we'll do something to make you happy. They got some unexperienced, you know, new type of surgeon in. They said, you know what? Operate on this girl. You never know. We'll make the parents happy. At least they can't sue the hospital afterwards, whatever it is. The kids, they schedule the day of the surgery for this girl. The night before, this girl is in her room by herself, and she wasn't very religious, but she knew a little bit about, you know, religious people, davening, all these things. And she said, listen, I can't daven. I don't know how to daven, Dr. Dishbaro, all of a sudden they get from. Oh, but one thing I know, Tfilah is B'mokum Korban, right? She knew something maybe she was taught when she was younger. Tfilah is B'mokum Korban. I want to give a Korban. I want to offer something up as my Tfilah. And she went over to her cupboard, went over to her wardrobe. She took out every single one of her non-sneers clothing. She took it to the back garden. She burned the whole thing. Burned it to smithereens. She went the next day to her appointment, and the operation was done. An unbelievable nace happened, and Baruch Hashem, it was found to be successful. They found the tumor, they took it out, and they managed to trace out every little piece inside her body, and Baruch Hashem was a success. And the Maisa, when her friends came to visit her in hospital, and they said, what was the nace? How did it happen? What happened? She said, I want you to know, there's only one reason it happened. It's because the night before I gave a korban to Hashem, and that's the reason I was saved. And the girl said, I also want to give a korban. And these are non-firm girls in Haifa who went over to all of their wardrobes and they took all of their non-sneers clothing and they took it out and made a huge bonfire in the korban of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And then they had no clothes left. So they had to go to the mall. They lived in Haifa. So they went to the shopping mall in Haifa. And it was on that day, on that moment, that all of them were there. These girls that were moisa nefesh to give up what they want, what they thought was the right thing, and they gave it up. Why? As a korban to Hashem, but mocking his filler. Zuk Mevitzin Kanievsky of Hashem. That's the source that the entire Haifa Canyon, the whole shopping mall, was saved from terrible hundreds of maybe thousands of people dying. Because the source of these people that did a tefillah, that did a korban, and nowadays we have a tefillah b'mokum korban. We should realize, as we said so many times, that the tefillahs that we utter, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam listens to. He wants them, he loves them, and he respects them. And then we should realize this when we sit in shul, and we stand in shul, all the halachas that we've learned, and all the unbelievable things that we've said about tefillah, that we should realize it's MS. And what we ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, we just have to have kavanah, we have to believe in talking to Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and Be'ez Hashem Yisbora, this will be a schus for us, to be zoicha, to have more kavanahs in tefillah.